Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about having done all stand. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, gives us instructions to put on the whole armor of God, realizing that we're in a hand-to-hand combat. We're in a daily battle zone with Satan himself. And the scripture gives us the directions to put on the whole armor of God and be prepared. And once we're armored up for battle, having done all, stand. So that's my position today. That's been my position the whole time through this dilemma of COVID and the COVID vaccination and the COVID lockdowns, the COVID destruction of our economy and of our churches today in America. My stand has been historically, without wavering, without changing, without mitigating in any fashion the facts, that we need to stand, and we need to put on the whole armor of God in order to do so. Having done all stand, are you standing? And I've said to Christians, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. We need to cease being silent. Silence is over. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that we're seeing across the nation numbers of those that are standing today that are saying enough's enough. We're not going to take the jab. We're going to lose our job if necessary. We're not taking the jab. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand. We're living, as one writer puts it, there is hope in a hopeless world. And I want you to know that. And our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness, according to the Word of God. I believe we have Danny on the line. Danny, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing, as always say, better than I deserve. If I
Amen.
Got what I deserved, I would be in gruesome trouble.
What you got
I want to reiterate, and I think we've talked to about it before on the program, is that I think Americans are not only deceived, but totally ignorant on the fact that God doesn't just judge one nation. He looks at his whole creation, his world. And he's judging, I believe, the world in its present condition. America is or was one of the most powerful aspects of this world. But yet this very day, Christians are being slaughtered, beheaded, burned alive, persecuted in all manners possible in areas around the world. Abortion is horrible in the eyes of God. It is probably the number one, besides the homosexual agenda, judgment that God's looking at. And on that fact, it's like what attacks America. It comes from the East Coast and the West Coast. Then it meets in the middle and does its destruction. The world, Satan has repetitively done the same things over and over to civilizations. And we're just falling by the wayside through the same means that Satan used back then, would be the slaughtering of our children and the homosexual agenda. But in today's era, it is greater than ever before, I believe, because it's spread worldwide. And it has taken in the highest levels of government and the most powerful levels of corporations. And on that fact, I think God is basically saying, enough is enough. I've made my decision. My son is coming soon. Get ready.
Amen. Dan, if I can jump in and say this. When you look at chronology of eschatological truth, that is prophetic truth, I can go back to May 15, 1948, when Israel became a nation. God provided that nation for the nation of Israel. And as a result of that, I believe we're watching dispensationally, and there's some that disagree with dispensationalism. That's their prerogative. We get to heaven, we'll see who's right and who's wrong. But anyway, dispensationally speaking, we find as God started to reengage with the nation of Israel, the apple of God's eye, May 15, 1948, he started disengaging with the Gentile worlds, world powers. We're finding the progressive judgment of God, as you touched on, the progressive judgment of God on America and all other nations, to the perspective and at the rate of speed, if you will, and I'm using that term liberally, based on how we have responded as a nation or as a people on a global level in America, how we've responded to the Lord Jesus Christ. As America has done since 1960 in particular, well, we banned prayer, we banned the Bible, we basically made legal through the extreme court murder by way of abortion. By the way, abortion is the cause of more deaths in the world than all ALL, all other diseases, maladies, and causes of death. Abortion is the number one cause of death around the world. And so God's judging our nation and the nations around the world for embracing the sodomite lifestyle, for embracing the Planned Parenthood agenda of murder by way of abortion. And yet many churches today, many denominations, allow that and think that somehow, some way, they can appease people by embracing the sodomite lifestyle, embracing the philosophy that abortion is okay, et cetera, et cetera. So you're right. God's judging our nation today. We're still in a hand-to-hand combat with the enemy, and the greatest enemy is Satan himself. And Satan's plan to destroy America and the globe is being carried out through the hearts and the minds of the lust for power, wannabe tyrants that are those that are wanting to set up dictatorial powers and control people.
If I could say one more thing, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Who are we as mankind to try and judge or direct God's decisions on how he brings about the fulfillment of Revelation and the second coming of Christ? He says he chooses all things, as government leaders, that you name it, who's to be in control. Didn't he not say in the Word that unless he speeds up time, mankind could not withstand the horrors to come?
Absolutely. And one of the things that you are alluding to, and you're right, and yet we need to recognize and bifurcate that in fact. God is sovereign. God is in control of the world's events. But man is created in the image of God. We're created as individual believers, individual beings with a will. We have mind, will, and emotion, just as God. And as that, you go back to the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were told not to partake of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They did. That was their choice. And it was because Satan entered the picture and said, yea, hath God said, and tried to make God a liar. As a result of that, mankind believed Satan's lie, and therefore the fall of man and sin came into the world as a result of one man, which was Adam. And so we're being judged based on the sin individually and collectively. It is a nation, and the leader of a nation sets the pace. The leader of a church sets the pace. The leader in the home sets the pace of spirituality or the lack thereof. And we watch the demoralization, and as a result of the demoralization of morals and ethics and values and truth in America, we're seeing the undermining and the decline and the decay of the foundation of our great nation. That's where the old cliche, that's where the rubber hits the road, where the water hits the wheel, is when it comes down to what we've done with the Lord Jesus Christ. As a result of that, God judges a nation. Brother, you're exactly right.
I think
thank
the greatest
you so much.
Thing,
yes.
The greatest thing we need to look forward to now is stop looking for the signs and just listen for the trumpet.
Amen. I say stop looking for signs and listen to the sound. And the question is, do you have the right tuning of the ears to hear the sound? And only those that have said yes to Jesus Christ will hear the sound. Thank you so much, brother, for calling in. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, MIT scientists warn of the major brain damage to kids as a result of the COVID vaccination. Hear this article. It's a three-page article. I'm going to read you three brief paragraphs. An MIT scientist is warning of the possible long-term damage to the brain for COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, saying it's likely that there will be an alarming rise in several major neurological degenerative diseases. And that's likely to happen increasingly among the younger population, according to Stephanie Sinoff, an academic paper titled Worse Than the Disease? Reviewing some possible unintended consequences of the mRNA vaccine against COVID-19, published in the peer-reviewed International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research. This senior researcher, scientist at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, told Fox News' Laura Ingraham on Monday night, quote, "It's outrageous to be giving vaccines to young people because they have a very, very, very," and she emphasized it, "very low risk of dying from COVID. So they don't get a benefit from COVID," she says, "COVID vaccine. And when you look at the potential harm from these vaccines, it just doesn't make sense at all. And repeated boosters," she said, "will be extremely devastating in the long run." Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. We've been deceived from big pharma, big tech, big government, big brother, big media, and those that try to present the COVID vaccination as the care-all, do-all for all that we're seeing take place. Dr. Peter McCullough says, official COVID narrative has crumbled. Hear what this man says. Dated January the 14th, Dr. Peter McCullough, a renowned cardiologist and highly published medical scientist whose confrontation of the government's COVID-19 policies has drawn more than 40 million views on Joe Rogan's podcast, told WorldNet Daily in an interview, television interview. Tonight, Thursday night, the official pandemic narrative that has been fiercely guarded by the establishment media, social media, censors, is completely crumbling before our eyes, end quote. That narrative, he said, included false statements regarding asymptomatic spread, reliance on lockdown and mask, which obviously do not work at all, the suppression of early treatment, the mass promotion of vaccines that fail. Quote, and now here we are, almost in complete free-for-all, McCullough said, referring to the record number of COVID-19 cases, as officials acknowledge the vaccines do not prevent infections, do not prevent the transmission of the disease. McCullough noted that in California, with the more contagious but much higher, milder Omicron variant now dominate, healthcare workers who tested positive for COVID-19 and had symptoms were told to go back to work anyway. With that, he said, I think that's it. I think that's the end. The narrative has crumbled. People don't want these vaccines. They will not get the vaccines. The vaccine should be pulled off the market. They clearly are not solving the problem, but causing the problem, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the lie that we've been told, and as a result of that, the dissension, the division, and the destruction of the foundation, the warp and the woof, the very fabric of our constitutional republic has been undermined and destroyed. We're at the point of losing our sovereignty. We're at the point of losing anything that we'll call morals and ethics and values and constitutionality and the freedoms that we have loved and had so been so dear to us for about 46 years now. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comments, and discussion on the subject today. We're talking about having done all stand, taking on the whole armor of God and standing up for the truth of the Word of God, standing up for righteousness, standing up for our faith and family and freedom, standing up for what is right. It is a very imperative challenge today, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps more so than any broadcast you have heard. I am challenging us to stand up, put on the whole armor of God. Be ready to do battle with Satan himself and to do battle armored up and ready to do the battle. Yes, they, in view of today's narrative of Big Pharma and the COVID jab that told us, as I said earlier, that 93 to 97% efficacy would be found, that was a lie. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the United Kingdom, the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson just dropped the so-called COVID policy of mask and forced jabs and the forced lockdown. Here's an article. It says, trust the people. That's a novel idea, I think. Trust the people. Britain lifts its vaccine passport and mask mandates. Dated January the 19th. After the models upon which he based the past policies proved to be wildly incorrect, Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Wednesday the lifting of all COVID-19 vaccine passport requirements, lifting the mask mandates, and work-from-home guidelines of all of England. Regarding masks, the Prime Minister said the basic policy will be to trust the judgment of the British people and, listen, no longer criminalize the people who choose not to wear a mask or to be in lockdown. You hear what he's saying? He's saying what America needs to hear. He's saying what Joe Biden needs to say. He's hearing what Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and AOC and the others that want to be communist dictator leaders should be saying. But no, that doesn't fit the narrative of taking over America, destroying America, the Build Back Better Karl Marx statement that Joe Biden parrots so often because he is the puppet, the puppeteer behind the scenes of people like George Soros and the previous President Barack Hussein Obama. Joe Biden is the puppet for those that want to overthrow and destroy, demoralize and destroy the foundation, the warp and the woof of our great nation, the United States of America, and the freedoms it will have. Further, this statement from Boris Johnson, Great Britain's Prime Minister, quote, from tomorrow on, we will no longer require face mask in the classroom, and the Department of Education will shortly remove any guidelines of their use in communal areas, Johnson told the House of Commons. Instead, we must, quote, listen to what he says, instead, we must learn to live with COVID in the same way that we live with flu on an annual basis. It's monstrous that millions of people were locked down, effectively under house arrest, their businesses destroyed, their children prevented from going to the educational institutions, and Parliament, as he told Parliament and the members of Parliament, that it would no longer be in the UK. Ladies and gentlemen, we need that kind of backbone in America. We need that kind of statement in America. Boris Johnson, by the way, following in the footsteps of what he learned and found in President Donald J. Trump in America. He's mirroring what Trump would do. He's mirroring what President Trump did when he was our president. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that asks a question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered by everyone listening to the sound of my voice today. Why are we content to believe lies? The world is under a strong delusion. At least that's what the Bible says, this writer states. And with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a great delusion that they should believe a lie. Webster defines delusion, this writer says, the act of deluding, deception, misleading of the mind. By the way, this writer was quoting from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 and following. If you believe a lie, God's going to send you a delusion, not Satan. God will send you a delusion and let you continue to believe the demonic, devilish lie. That's a powerful statement. He states in this writing, this writer says, Webster defines delusion, the act of deluding, deceiving, deception, a misleading of the mind. End quote. Further, he says, please notice that the delusion didn't come from the devil. It came from God. Because we rejected the truth, God sent more delusion and deception. It is a form of judgment. We talked about that with several of our callers earlier today. I believe that God's sending the delusion to those that have chosen to believe the lie, and God's sending the delusion that they might continue to believe the lie and continue to be deluded and blinded. This writer says, we have no one to blame but ourselves, end quote. the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so, this writer says. And what will you do in the end thereof? Jeremiah 5:31. He goes on to say, and I quote, most Americans are incapable of discerning good from evil. Look around at the confusion that reigns in America today. We've been lied to, and we don't even know it, and wouldn't care if we did know it. That is the apathy that's found in our great nation today. That's the apathy that rules and reigns so often in the hearts and the minds, even of Christians in our churches today. That's the apathy that rules and reigns in the hearts and the minds of so many that stand in the pulpit Sunday by Sunday, deceiving. And they're deceiving by not telling the full truth, the full facts of what is happening in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, listen very carefully if you've not noticed it already, I believe a pastor in the pulpit has the responsibility not only to preach and to teach, thus saith the word of God, verse by verse and chapter by chapter and book by book. It's called expository preaching. But he has the responsibility of warning as the watchman on the wall, warning of danger ahead, and warning and telling the congregation, the people, what's happening in the world, what's happening in the nation, what's happening in our cities and states, and confronting the false teachers, confronting the evil politicians, confronting the wickedness and the delusion that's being spread in our nation, in our cities. And anything less than that is deceitful from the pulpits. Anything less than that is cowardice. Anything less than that is a failure and a lack of having a biblical theological backbone to stand and speak the truth in love. But yet we find so many today wanting to appease, and it's cotton candy theology, goosebump theology, voodoo theology, because you're afraid that you might lose two or three members out of the pews that may be giving nickels and dimes and dollars. Here's an article, breaking news. Supreme Court strikes massive blow against Biden's employer mandate. Dated January the 13th, the Supreme Court blocked the Biden administration's emergency rule that would have forced large employers to vaccinate or regularly test their employees. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the push by Joe Biden to force OSHA to implement his guidelines, that is his, Joe Biden's guidelines, through his executive order. And it didn't work. But I am amazed, appalled, and saddened that Supreme Court said OSHA has no authority to mandate a vaccination or continual testing, but that the nurses and the doctors in America do not have liberty, do not have freedom, do not have the choice over their own bodies. That's what the ruling was, in essence, that the doctors and nurses in America must comply with the guideline and the rule now by the Supreme Court. Here's an article. After 1 year of the Biden presidency, it is clear that his administration is focused on weakening and even removing the constitutional underpinning of America, the same underpinning that our founding fathers put in place to safeguard us from our own human nature. The prophet Isaiah warned about where we are today when he wrote, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitterness. That's Isaiah 5 and verse 20. This article writer says, we're living in a day where a major political party, along with their allies in the media, believe that men can become women and women can become men. This same party fosters lawlessness in American cities and ignores the laws designated, designed to keep our borders sovereign and secure. Democrats hate everything. Hear me, let me read this. Democrats hate everything about America and the ideals she has been founded upon. Further, it says America was founded by men who understand human nature. In 1798, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Kentucky Resolution, quote, in questions of power, then, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of our Constitution, end quote. This article goes further, saying there's plenty of mischief going on in the District of Columbia. A specific force cited in the Constitution that can be used to prevent man from mischief is the electorate, the people, the voters. After seeing wickedness advance throughout America, in our American culture, and in our nation's capital, I have become more convinced that our country is in desperate need of good women, good men, to enforce a major course of correction in our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to, having done all, stand. Dig in the heels. Don't bend. Don't bow. Don't run. Don't sit. Don't be in apathy. but stand. Do the battle that God calls us to do for the salvation of our nation and for our families and for our future and for the freedom. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. I just wanted to comment that talking about how the left has turned, well, for example, when you isolate yourself, you actually weaken your immune system because you're not exposing yourself to things in the environment that you need to develop immunity to. So they did exactly the wrong thing during this so-called pandemic. They wanted us to all stay in our houses and stand 6 feet from each other and have no parties and no family gatherings and all the things that they wanted us to forego. But we were actually, in doing all those things, we were weakening our own immune system. And that's my comment. I know your time is short, but thank you.
You're exactly right. And let me just continue that thought. In Psalms 139, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God created us with a marvelous immune system. That immune system comes about as a result of being out in the world and reaching and meeting and seeing others, and our immune system develops stronger and stronger to fight off, to ward off any infection potentiality. But once we isolate, once we're locked down, we destroy our immune system and weaken that immune system so that we can then catch any cold or anything as a result of it. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
As we watch what particularly Democrats are doing, we must once again acknowledge that each of their assaults are an assault on Christianity, on capitalism, or on the Constitution, or on all three. And recall what Daniel Webster said, God grants liberty only to those who love it and is ready to guard and defend it.
Amen. I think that's a good closing statement, Greg. I'm thankful that you took a moment to give a call for that, because what I say is we need to remember to stand, having done all to stand. We need to put on the full armor, stand for truth, stand for faith, stand for our family, stand for our freedom, stand for the future of our nation. Greg, thanks so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take that stand without any bowing or bending or any being swayed by what any popular demand or anything out of Washington might say. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.